Chapter 1. The mood in the Marble Glen Community Center was somber. The Hear and Meow Committee, Kimberly Jones, Anne-Marie Stewart, Nathan Porter, Chloe Diedrich, and Amber Blackwood, was in enemy territory. Amber had weathered a round of complaints about the injustice of it all from Kim on their way over. The committee stood in a circle along with Mayor Frank Diedrich. They were effectively in a huddle.
"I know none of you are happy about this," Frank said. "But it would be a personal favor to me if you could at least pretend you wouldn't rather stab yourself in the eyes with pencils than be here."
"Is the pencil thing an option, or—"
Nathan asked. The mayor shot him a withering look. Nathan and Anne-Marie shared a not-so-secret amused wince.
"Marble Glen has been having a rough couple of months," Frank tried again.
Dad? Chloe said, brows raised. Edchell had been having a rough few months, the most recent being Chloe Diedrich's kidnapping by the biological father she hadn't known existed. If anyone knew the definition of rough, it was the Diedrichs.
"Chloe, honey, I didn't mean—"
Frank blew out a breath.
"Mayor Sable has asked for my help. She offered her resources to help find you. It would be the least we could do to help her town now."
Chloe seemed mollified by that, given how her arms were folded tightly against her chest, but no one else was. Amber stood between Chloe and Kim, who clearly had been trying to keep her opinions to herself about this whole thing. Kim's very strange relationship with authority told her she shouldn't voice her opinion to someone above her station. But at the moment, Amber could tell Kim wouldn't be able to keep it to herself much longer. She was like the bouncing lid on a boiling pot of water in a cartoon. Bouncing, bouncing.
"I'm sorry, but can you confirm something for me?"
Kim asked in a squeaky voice. Nathan and Anne-Marie shared another amused look, but the mayor didn't see this one.
"We don't have to agree to anything today, right?"
Kim asked, eyes wide.
"Because I have everything for the Hear and Meow on a very tight schedule, and I'm worried this will throw all of that out of whack. I'll speak for the group when I say an out-of-whack Kim isn't good for anyone."
The remainder of the group nodded vigorously, the memory of Kim the Galazilla no doubt still fresh in all their minds. It had taken an intervention from Amber to bring Kim back from the brink of becoming impossible to work with. Frank's hesitation caused Kim to let out a little shriek of indignation. He held his hands up.
"It's just one event, Kimberly. That's all. It's an event that both towns were planning to do anyway, so—"
"Not on the same weekend!"
Kim whisper hissed.
"Every time the festivals happen on the same weekend, something horrific happens."
"Horrific seems a bit dramatic," Frank said.
There was a collective step back, as if he'd managed to slap them all across the face at the same time.
"The people from Marble Glen, especially the members of the Floral Frenzy Flower Festival, or Floral Frenemies, as I call them," said Anne-Marie, "can't be trusted. Surely you know that."
"What I know," Frank said, "is that this rivalry has been going on for far too long. I'm sure it's all been a series of misunderstandings and coincidences. Mayor Sable and I have been comparing notes—"
"Excuse me again, sir, I'm sorry," Kim said, her face growing red. "I know you're the mayor and everything, and I should show, like, deference or what have you, but you weren't in office when the two most egregious instances of sabotage happened."
"Deference?"
Frank asked, head cocked.
"Geez, Kim, I'm not a dictator. All I'm saying is that Marble Glen's success is our success. This rivalry spills over into everything we do here, not just in relation to the competing festivals. We should be working together so both towns get the most out of this hectic festival season, rather than actively working against each other."
Chloe seemed to swing back to the committee's side.
"Dad, don't you think it's a possibility that they want to mooch off Edgehill's success? The Best of Edgehill thing is so big now that I'm starting to see it mentioned on my socials by the most random people. The Hear and Meow is getting to be huge, and hardly anyone talks about the Floral Frenzy Flower Festival. I mean, we're going to have John freaking Huntley here. What do they have? Flower floats?"
Amber knew she should jump in to offer support to her fellow Hear and Meow committee members, but she was just so tired. She hadn't slept well the night before. It was a miracle she'd made it to this meeting at all.